Right, Andrew, that's an unbeaten century, a great win and a pretty dramatic run chase. Does it get any better than that on a cricket field?
No, I think, you know, we were lost the toss, but I don't think bowling for us was that bad. We historically chased quite well. Yeah, but look, we managed to negate their key threats, which is always the battle with playing Afghanistan. We've got two high-class spinners. You know, George came in and we built quite a good partnership there to set up the game. Kevin and Sterling came in and showed their intent from the off. So it was just a good all-round game. I think we can still be better, but to get the first win on tour is great.
Very good start with the ball. Then they probably recovered very well and maybe got 50 or so more runs than we were expecting after the start we had. What was the mood like in the dressing room at half-time there?
It wasn't that bad. Like you said, we could have been sharper in the field. Particularly when Askar and Nadja Bulla were putting the partnership together, you know, we weren't as sharp in the ring as we probably should have been, but they also batted pretty well. 256 was always going to be a, you know, tough enough chase, batting second against the spinners they had, but they have. But you know, I thought the way we went about it from the off was pretty good, and yeah, good chase.
And you talk about facing their spinners and obviously negating their threats. Did you have a particular strategy with the bat today?
I think just stick to my strengths. I mean, I got out sweeping the other day. In the first game, so I didn't want to put that in the locker because it's a strong shot of mine. So to be able to, you know, bring that out today and play it quite well is good for me, good for my confidence. Hasn't been ideal not being able to train for the last couple of days, but it's given us time to be able to watch some of their bowlers on the laptop. So it's you know, it's great relief. I thought the way we played them was good, but I think we can still be better, which is the exciting thing.
And obviously, fantastic partnership with George Dockrell today. Just a little word about his support in the batting.
Yeah, he batted brilliantly. You know, I think he's been given the role as number six because he showed that he can, you know, be a batter in this team. And again, he showed his class with the bat. He came in with a calm head. He knew what he wanted to do, and you know, that kind of took a bit of pressure off me that he was able to do that with such ease. And it's a shame he didn't kind of see it through with me. But like you said, he played a brilliant knock there.
And obviously we lost George and then Stuart Poynter pretty quick together. And was there any message for Andrew McBrien when he came out?
No, not really. I think I just put bat and ball and we'll run because, you know, they weren't as good as they probably could have been in the ring. So he came in and I think got a run of ball. So he did the role perfectly.
And last thing, just how important is this win for the rest of the series and the rest of the tour for us?
Yeah, it's important. I kind of compared it to Noida where we lost a few games and, you know, we hadn't won a game yet, so for the morale of the team to be able to get over the line in this game, you know, we're in the hotel quite a lot cooped up, so to be able to get up and running in this series is great, but at the same time, we're here to win a series, not to win one game, so we're looking forward to the next ODI already.
All right, perfect. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Cheers.